This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's county's clerks are ramping up efforts to protect public confidence in their state elections. CPR's Benta Berkland reports.
Clerks across the state are pushing back against election misinformation and a rally at the Capitol on Tuesday, which will feature Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters and the CEO of MyPillow, Mike Lindell. Both have spread election conspiracy theories and false claims that the 2020 election was stolen. Weld County Clerk Republican Carly Coppice denounced the rally.
We call on these individuals behind this ongoing disinformation. Provide actual evidence of problems within our system.
Colorado's audits have shown no signs of fraud or inaccurate election results. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Your neighborhood Starbucks could soon be unionized. Baristas in Superior begin voting by mail today, and more stores may follow. Here's CPR's Matt Bloom.
It's the first Starbucks shop in Colorado to vote on unionization. Len Harris is a shift supervisor at the Superior store. She says workers hope organizing can help boost wages and prevent burnout, which has become a bigger issue since the pandemic began.
It for sure kind of catalyzed this need for us to act up. It lit a flame, so to speak.
At least six other stores in Denver and Colorado Springs have filed to hold union elections. The Superior election will last about 1 month. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
A tribute to Ukraine during this past weekend's Grammy Awards featured a Ukrainian musician from Denver. Susanna Igli-Don accompanied John Legend during a performance of his new song called Free.
I hope through my art I can bring a beauty of Ukrainian culture, beauty of Ukrainian nation, and I'm happy that I can touch hearts here in the United States.
She was joined by Ukraine's president in a recorded message asking for more help in resisting Russia's attack on Ukraine. This is CPR News.